Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Optimism launches the Superchain Developer Console. Securitize formally introduces the Build Fund with BlackRock. EigenLayer outlines the risks of liquid restaking. And Sablier raises a $4.5 million seed round. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Optimism launched the Superchain Developer Console, a new resource portal designed for developers building on the Superchain. The console includes resources for all 7 Superchain members, including access to testnet funds, funded paymasters, safe smart wallet integrations, quick start guides, and personalized UX feedback. The console features dedicated support channels for developers, up to $200 in contract deployment rebates, and marketing support opportunities. Alchemy, Gelato, QuickNote, and ThirdWeb are also offering promotional credits for Superchain builders. The initiative aims to ignite growth and reduce the operational costs for developers. Securitize formally announced its partnership with BlackRock to launch the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, a tokenized fund on Ethereum that offers accredited investors with access to USD yield. Coined as Build, the fund offers a stable asset that is pegged to the US dollar and backed by US treasuries. Build is rebasing and accrued yield is distributed to investors as new tokens on-chain. The implementation enables for on-chain ownership and trading of fund shares, providing instant settlement and transparency to investors. Initial fund partners include Coinbase, BitGo, Anchorage, and Fireblocks. Mountain Protocol is also tapping into the fund as a seed client. EigenLayer released a post outlining the risks involved with liquid restaking tokens, which are created by independent third-party protocols that use native restaking on EigenLayer to provide a liquid solution. The article notes that while LRTs introduce innovation, they also add complexity and risk to the restaking ecosystem. The article notes that liquid restaking protocols could be under risk-taking pressure to compete among each other. EigenLayer highlights risks associated to looping and leverage strategies that could amplify losses, as well as issues arising from liquidity challenges and unclear unstaking processes, which can result in losses when users are forced to sell their assets in markets with low liquidity. And lastly, token streaming platform Sablier raised a $4.5 million seed funding round. The company intends to use the funds to grow its team, enhance its existing product suite, and launch a new payment platform dubbed as Sablier V3. Sablier enables users to create token streams featuring various locking mechanisms such as linear, cliff, time lock, and exponential. Sablier also supports voting power from streaming governance tokens. Data from DeFi Llama indicates that Sablier's total value locked from its V1 and V2 releases is $5.3 million. In other news, Google supports ENS domains in search, and a vote for Arbitrum Security Council nominations goes live, and Succinct raises $55 million. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.